This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
8 o'clock hour on a Tolo Tuesday. Thank you for turning it on and leaving it on. DFW Sports Station, home of the Cowboys and Rangers. I'm Sean Sharif alongside RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back, and we're live all over the place on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube as game one of the Western Conference Finals is set to kick off tomorrow night at the AAC. Where are you on the trying to get tickets meter?
Well, tomorrow, I got the kids tomorrow night. On Wednesdays, I have my kids. And then Friday, it's my weekend. So I'm out for game one and two. The earliest I'd be able to go would be game five. I could make a call, you know, try to get some tickets. But I don't know. It's really enjoying watching the games on TV, too. And avoiding the, you know, it is. Like the last two times we went to the AAC, I don't know if it was the construction around there. And I haven't been down there in recently to see. But it was awful. Getting in and out.
Yeah, I want to get tickets. It's just a matter of, do I want to try to find a good resale market deal or do I want to cash in a favor?
Oh.
Like, you know what I mean?
Do you have a favor to cash in?
Yeah, like, I know there are people that I could call that, but you also go, like, would I rather use that favor on something else later? Like, I don't know. But, like, yeah, I think I could if I needed to. But otherwise, I may just get resale market.
Game two is Friday night?
Yep.
Hmm. How many do you think tickets you think you could get?
Probably like four, I guess.
Well,
yes. Why? What are you looking to go?
I mean, if I get free tickets on a Friday night, it could be a possibility. So right now on Game Time, the super deal is row 104, row E, $457 a piece. The amazing deal, section 328, row T, $186 a piece.
With fees, or is that like the secret? Where
that
when
includes
you...
the fees. No, okay. Game time. Game time.
They include the fees.
They include the fees. They do a
game
nice
time
job
does
there.
It right.
Jason Greger is joining us to preview. He is the host of the Jason Greger Show in Edmonton on Sports 1440 here on Sean and RJ 105 through the Fan. Good morning, Jason. Did we get the last name correct?
You did. No emphasis on the or, so that's perfect.
Okay, I thought that you knew RJ because your background photo is you power cleaning and RJ.
Like a deadlift, yeah.
Sorry, this is deadlift. So I thought you guys were the friends, but you know him through someone else.
I know him through my friend Chris. I was like, he's from Edmonton.
Okay.
And I was like, you got anybody up there? He goes, yeah, hit my guy Jason. So thanks for coming on, man.
Hey, no problem, fellas.
What's the weight on here?
I think that, that picture's a few years ago. I think that was like 400 back then.
All right, are you up or down from that?
Oh, I don't lift heavy weights anymore.
Okay.
It's not
get old, man, get old.
You lift more reps, and they say it's better now. So, yeah.
Jason, how is this matchup different, just kind of overall with your summary, compared to last year when these two teams faced off?
Well, every year it's obviously different, right? Like, there's Mikko Rantanen. Let's start there. You got a superstar player on Dallas that wasn't there last year. So, you know, that's going to change it. Coming into the series, you know, everybody says Dallas has more depth. Well, they got more paper depth, but on the ice they don't have more depth, at least on the playoffs, right? Like, their depth guys have fallen off. right? Like, so I would say right now, Edmonton, funny enough, isn't relying on their superstars as much as they were last year. And right now it's Dallas relying on a superstar. And you can win when you have a superstar. That's the advantage, right? Like, it's why Carolina never wins. Because when push comes to shove, they don't have a game breaker. So I think that's the biggest difference. Dallas has that. Heiskanen coming back is obviously huge for Dallas. I watched game six, and he looked like the Miro Heiskanen that we've known in game six. He was flying up the ice. And so I'm curious if Dallas is going to go with seven defensemen, or if they're like, okay, Miro's good, we can go with six. And then get, because I think Dallas, if I've looked at their first two rounds, and you guys watch them closer than I do, but the Ben Sagan Duchesne line isn't working. Okay, like, they've done literally jack squat at 5-on-5. So I don't know why you wouldn't put Ben back with Robertson and Wyatt Johnson, because that line was great in the regular season, and put Marchman back with Duchesne because they work. So I'm curious if we see Pete DeBoer switch that. Edmonton's, the biggest difference for them is their defense. It's way more mobile. They got puck movers all over the place. Jake Walman has come in and been great. And John Klingberg, who, you know, Stars fans know, when Klingberg's on his game, he's a hell of a player. And you know what? In the regular season after Edmonton signed him, I'm like, geez, I'm not sure this guy could help. He didn't look very good. Then he got an infection, was out another 3 weeks. And since he's come back, all of a sudden, John Klingberg looks like a really good player again. And he's moving the puck. And, you know, he doesn't have the straightaway speed that he had in Dallas. But his lateral movement is where he creates space on the ice. And he's been excellent. Him and Walman, as a quote, third pair, they play more minutes than the third pair, but, you know, they've been the best third pair in the NHL playoffs by a mile.
Jason, McDavid hasn't scored a ton this playoffs. He's been in a lot of assists, so he's been in on the action. He just hasn't gotten the goals. Has he been trying to change his game up and be more of a facilitator, or it hasn't come to him yet?
He's never a big goal scorer. It's funny. I went back and looked through the first two rounds last year. And after, like, going into the Western Conference Final last year, he had more points, but he had the same amount of goals. He just had more assists, right? McDavid will, as great of a player he is, there's still times where you're like, man, shoot the puck, right? Like, he'll be right in the slot, he'll dish it off. So McDavid's still dangerous. You know, obviously got Leon Draisaitl, both of them. Although, you know, I'm kind of curious, Draisaitl's line, you know, like, they shut down Eichel's line, like, you know, it's a unique situation to have a superstar player and say, hey, we're going to have you shut down another team's best guy. And that's what happened in the Vegas series when they had back-to-back shutouts. So I'm curious to kind of see what DeBoer and Knobloch will do in line matching. Are you going to put Rupe Hintz against McDavid, or is Knobloch going to try to get Draisaitl's line out against Hintz and Rantanen? That, to me, there's always the gamesmanship there. Like, I'm sure Heiskanen's going to get McDavid just because he skates so well. You know, him and Thomas Harley, like, that's the best pair, I would argue, maybe in the NHL, and when they're healthy, and definitely the best pair in the series.
Jason Gregor joining us here to talk Oilers Stars ahead of the Western Conference Finals. Jason, speaking of Connor McDavid, I saw a quote from him the other day where he was talking about the special teams are going to need to really get going, that the power play is going to be a big thing here for Edmonton. Yep. And Dallas has been great on the penalty kill this entire postseason. Is that where you think this series ultimately comes down to, is just who gets the advantage in those power plays?
Well, it will definitely help. The question is, fellas, like, what are we going to see? Are we going to see more than two power plays a game? Like, it's mind-blowing how few power plays we see. At least, you know, in the Edmonton series, I haven't gone game by game in the Dallas series. But, you know, the games I watched later, we're not seeing a ton of power plays. So, now, even if you only get two a game, you know, if you can score a goal, that's obviously key. Edmonton's power play was only 9% against Vegas, and they still won because they're getting such great contributions from their depth. But historically, that's, you know, I'm not sure that's going to last. So, yeah, you're going to need your power play. Like, they can't go 9%. The Oilers don't have a power play goal on the road in the playoffs yet, right? They didn't score one in L.A., and they didn't score any in Vegas. So, you know, that would be a key tomorrow night, is if the Oilers' power play can get going on the road and just get going in general. I thought they were too static. I thought at times they were a little bit too stubborn, looking for the perfect play. Right, and that can be as great as their power play has been now for 5 years, because it's obviously historically been one of the best the league's ever seen. When they get into their little ruts, it's usually because they try to be too pretty and they're a little stubborn, always trying to force that one-timer to Draisaitl and just not shooting the puck. Like, they only had 18 power play shots in their first unit in the whole series against Vegas. So it's not enough. That's in, like, that's not even one shot per minute because they had 21 minutes of power play time with the first unit on the ice. So they got to shoot the puck more. And, you know, obviously power play can make a difference when you think about it, right? There's maybe there's only 4 minutes in a game and you score one in 4 minutes. Well, your odds are pretty good of maybe winning. So yeah, they need it. And then their penalty kill, it's like the numbers look awful because they started so terrible against LA. Like LA scored 5 of their first 6 power play chances. Since then, Edmonton's been better. I still, you know, a lot of it comes down to Skinner. And, you know, when he's on, then their penalty kill's decent.
Jason Greger from 1440 in Edmonton joining us to preview the Western Conference Finals. The over-under for tonight's game one in the East is 5.5 goals. Tomorrow night, it's 6.5. And someone who I respect his opinion said, be prepared. You got to win 6-5 games in this Western Conference series. Do you agree with that? And if so, why so high scoring?
Well, I definitely don't agree with that. Look at last year. Goals become less as the playoffs go along. The teams are better. I think the players are closer to their goal. People are cheating less for offense. You know, what Dallas scored 3 goals once in the series last year in 6 games. Right. Edmonton, I think, scored more than 3 times, but one of those was an empty netter for sure. So I definitely, I love offense. Like, if you ask me, can I watch a 2-1 or a 6-5? Give me 6-5 all day long. You got lead changes, you got emotion, it's way better. But, I'm not holding my breath for that. The Eastern Conference Final, God, you might have put it at 4.5 the way Carolina's playing. Like, it's probably the most boring hockey. It's like they're the New Jersey Devils of 2025. Like, God, I don't know if you guys try to watch any of those games, but man, if you can't sleep, just turn on that series and it'd be lights out. So, there'll be a game or two where it's 4-3 in Dallas, but I think we'll see a lot of 3-2 games more so than we'll see 5-4, unfortunately.
Jason, Skinner was not good in the first 2 games of the playoffs against the Kings. He was tremendous in the last 2 against Vegas. Obviously, in the middle, he was yanked in there. But what has been – how inconsistent has he been?
Yeah, the first 2 games, the numbers look awful because the team was awful. Like, they were giving Adrian Kempe, 3 Mississippis wide open in the slot, and of course he'd bury it. Now, I don't think Skinner actually let in a bad goal in those 2 games. He just didn't make a big save, right? And you need your goalie at some point to make a big save. Stu Skinner's, he's consistent in the sense that he's inconsistent. So, last year, started well, had 2 brutal games against Vancouver, got pulled for 2 games, came back in, and then it was lights out. Right, he outplayed Ottinger last year in that series. Right, he only allowed more than 2 goals once. He had a 1.91 goals against average and .922 save percentage. And this year, those first 2 games, he didn't look confident. He came back in. They had a tough break losing that game 3. The only game they lost to Vegas was when Vegas scored with 0.4 seconds left on an own goal by Draisaitl. But Skinner, I thought, in the last 2 games, usually when your goalie has a shutout, your team's not giving up a ton, and that's the case. They didn't give up a lot, and then they did. He made a breakaway save on Barbashev in the first period of game 4, and his body, it just seemed like that was a boost for him. And then after that, he's just calm and net. He read the play very well. He was never scrambly. And since then, he's obviously looked really good, go back-to-back shutout. So he'll come in with a lot of confidence, and, Skinner seems to have to – it's almost like he has to get disciplined by his coach. He's like, you got to sit down. And then once it goes, okay, coach. And then he comes back and he's good. So, because, if you go back to last year in his final 15 games after getting benched, all right, he only allowed more than 2 goals 4 times. And then since then, coming back against Vegas, you're posting back-to-back shutouts. He'll come in with a lot of confidence. And they're going to need him because they don't have an option, right? Like, Calvin Pickard's not even dressing yet as the backup. He's not even practicing with the team. He's still hurt. And so I think it's Skinner or bust for Edmonton the whole series. Because I don't like if you got to go to Olivier Rodrigue, your AHL goaltender, you got some real problems.
What's your pick for the series?
Well, I picked Edmonton at the start of the playoffs. And I know people say, you're homer, whatever. But look at how many people picked LA. Look at how many people picked Vegas. Like, I think Edmonton's good. And what people overlooked was Edmonton's regular season was not really a reflection of their team. Right? Klingberg didn't play very much. Kane didn't play 1 game. Trent Frederick played 7 minutes because of, that's true. Those 2 guys have come in and they've really solidified the depth. Like, you got Evander Kane on, your quasi third line right now. and he's playing great. He's big, he's physical, he's healthy. Like last year, Kane was playing on like a half a leg, couldn't skate, right? Was really a non-factor after, I think, the first 8 games of the playoffs. He dressed until game 2 of the cup, and then he was out. So, you know, the Oilers, how do I word this? Where, not that they were holding back, but in a sense, like, they weren't physical at all, guys. Like, they set NHL record for the fewest hits in the regular season. Like,
wow.
Their head coach did say, he kind of told McDavid, hey, dial it back a bit, right? So they were, and people are going to say, well, they weren't trying. It's not they weren't trying. They just weren't exerting themselves physically. And you look at the playoffs, like, Zach Hyman is a one-man wrecking crew right now. Like, he's not scoring as many goals as he did last year. He's got 70. He had 13 hits in the game 5 against Vegas. He had 12 in the other game. Like, he is punishing guys. And not just little hits, guys. Like, there's, like, you know, you can rub a guy out. But Hyman's, like, he's been rocking guys. And Kane and Frederick, they're way more physical. So they got speed. I think they're a faster team than Dallas. And to me, if Dallas wins, it's going to be Ottinger's going to have to be great like he was against Winnipeg, because I thought he was easily better than Hellebuck by a mile. And, you know, I think it's going to be a long series. And I do think the Heiskanen health, him and Harley, that can be, like, that to me is what would concern Edmonton, is those two, they're probably going to play 25 minutes a night, maybe more. And, you know, they're two of the best defensemen in the league. So if they can kind of limit Edmonton's top line, and if Dallas's depth, which was great in the regular season, right? Like, they had the second most goals, 5-on-5 amongst any forward group with 157. But, like, here's the stat, if I'm a Stars fan, that if this doesn't change, they can't win. Robertson, Ben, Duchesne, and Sagan combined have 1 goal and 2 assists, 5-on-5 in the playoffs.
Mm.
Like, you can't win when you know, like, those are guys, what, they're probably, you know, forwards, well, 4 through 7. Those are kind of like your core forwards after your main guys. And they've done nothing. Now, they're capable of it. We saw their production. So I just think Edmonton's depth's playing better right now, and it's hard to just flip a switch in the playoffs. So that's why I'll stick with them.
Jason, this was absolutely fantastic, especially the end. We appreciate it. Enjoy the series. Hopefully we can have you on again.
Anytime, fellas. Have a great one.
Jason Gregor from 1440 in Edmonton on 105.3 The Fan.
Yeah. What did he want to do?
Reitma got it.
What did he want to do?
Let's see if the Tolos and the Fan text.
Oh, they got it already.
Oh, they got it.
Hey, he was good.
He was fantastic. He was very good.
He was very, yeah, very good. All right. Protect your Apple Pay, and would you ever let your ex have access to the bank account? It's pee-pee in the morning.
Yeah.
Next on Sean and RJ.
This podcast is brought to you by Mints Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mints Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTS-TEA today or visit MintsTeaClinic.com. That's MintsTeaClinic.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, congrats to Peyton Manna. He has found himself on the most toxic show on The Fan, and there's no number two.
He put together the single worst 30 minutes in live radio history.
That is right. 8:20 on Tuesday. It's time for a little PP in the morning. After what Jason said last segment, I'm ready for this one. I'm ready for this segment.
Got you high.
Yeah, it won't be a little PP in the morning, guys.
All right, Apple Pay prank time. Look, last week we talked about the stupid TikTok challenge, the Chromebook challenge that people were doing on TikTok. Kids were lighting Chromebooks on fire. And it's just another week, another stupid TikTok trend that will probably get someone hurt. Now, this involves Apple Pay. Do you guys use Apple Pay? I've never been into it. I mean, I know it seems easier, but I've never done the whole Apple Pay thing.
Man, in Europe, exclusively. I just use the... Because you link your credit card to it.
Yeah.
And it was instead of carrying... Because, some of these places where they have pickpockets, you're wearing this belt under your clothes that are that... What's it? Is it RDFI or RFID?
The chip.
So you wear this like chip protecting belt because they will go up to you and scan your body just to steal your chip. So I had it on the phone, and they just bring those little. They don't, when you give them the check, they don't give you a book jacket. It's like it's on the little computer thing. They bring it around and you just tap it. It's great.
Yeah, game changer. I use it for Underdog when I'm depositing money in, and I feel like some ride shares now. I'm paying with it with the double tap, the Apple Pay.
Okay. And Bobby, obviously, you can't do it, right?
I mean, I wouldn't.
He has
do
Google
it
Pay.
Because, that's not Google Pay.
Okay. Yeah, but I don't use Google Pay either.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've always just been a credit card guy. I carry no cash on me. If I have cash on me, it's like straight to the bank.
Well, yeah, I don't have cash anymore.
You used to carry cash.
I used to carry cash.
Back when you had a man's wallet.
I used to carry cash like an old Guido, baby. Me and my people. And because my grandfather said, you don't need a wallet, you carry a rubber band, your credit cards, or that,
Oh, yeah, the broccoli wall.
With the cash on the outside, big bills on the outside, Bobby.
So with this trend, Aiden will have it up on the YouTube. The audio wasn't great, and there was editing and stuff in there, so, we'll just explain it here.
God forbid he edits something.
No, it was the guy who edited the video, and it didn't really make sense, but whatever. But Aiden will have it on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. But how it works is you go up to a stranger, and the objective is to get their iPhone out of their pocket. So you ask for like the time or the weather, something generic. And once they unlock their phone, you hover your phone over it and then you play the Apple Pay ding noise and then say, thank you for your money. And then you walk away. So you play like, it's just like on YouTube. You just pay it. And so it makes a noise and they're like, did you just take money from me? And then that's what you say, oh, thanks for the $20. You walk away and then you proceed to get your ass whooped because the other guy is frustrated and upset that you just took the money and thinks you just took their money.
Man, someone's going to get shot doing this.
It's the stupidest thing, man. It's like it's all just for clicks and likes, but it's like, you're seriously, and it's teenagers doing it. It's fake people in
theft.
High school.
Fake a theft.
Yeah. Back in my day, we did real theft.
Like, man, we went in there like Chiefsaholics, started robbing banks.
Would you rather your kid be on TikTok, Snapchat, or Twitter? You got to get rid of one.
TikTok, Snapchat, TikTok.
TikTok. Get rid of TikTok?
Oh, I thought which one wanted them on.
No, sorry.
Oh, off Snapchat.
Snapchat off.
Yep.
Snapchat's where the that's where the nudes go to disappear. Yeah.
The D's go flying.
Yeah.
That's where you get scammed.
Yeah.
get
off of Snapchat. Yeah. If I had a kid, they're old enough. I mean, yeah. Snapchat probably.
Because it seems TikTok's like TikTok so results bad. In the most deaths.
Well, it the challenges are stupid.
That's true.
The challenges are dumb.
But like, the thing is that people will post TikToks on Twitter and Facebook. Like, it's all over the place, too. So it's like, you can't really get away from the actual, because any trend, they're just going to keep posting it on all these social media platforms. So it's a never-ending effect here. But, and now the thing is, they're not actually taking, if, in case you didn't realize, you know, they're not actually taking your money. It's just to make it seem like they take your money. So there's no theft rule. But yeah, you know, you're at the moment, you're acting like you're taking their money. And then, yeah, like I said, you're going to proceed to get your butt whooped because you're supposedly stealing from someone. And then it's all, oh, well, no, I'm just playing, man. But that's how you get your ass beat. But okay, it is a PB in the morning every Tuesday at this time. Dave Portnoy. A lot of people have their opinion on Dave of Barstool Sports, and I'm about to have one of him after this. So here's a clip of Dave. He's talking with Shannon Sharp on Club Shay Shay, his podcast, saying his ex-wife still has access to his wallet.
Is it true your ex-wife have access to your bank account?
Yeah. I told you, I trust her implicitly.
I beg your pardon?
Implicitly, I trust her. If she wanted to take it, she could. There's very few people that you meet where you can trust implicitly. And to be honest, she was there when we were living at the in-laws' house. She was there when we couldn't afford a hamburger. She was there through the grind. She, to me, just like we kind of separated when we started making it, so she doesn't get to enjoy any of that.
Right.
To me, that's not right.
Wow.
I'm a loyalty guy.
You are a boy. You long to the song for real.
Yeah.
I don't know too many people doing that.
I know it surprises people. But if she wanted to do something with it, she could have done with it a long time ago.
If your ex-wife, is she married?
She's dating somebody, boyfriend.
Are you cool with that?
Yeah. I want her to be happy. It's true.
But then she can't get no more access, Dave. She gotta cut off. Cut a little.
I won't even notice if it's gone.
You mean to tell me she might.
I mean, if she takes it all.
No. But she might take, like, you know what? I'm gonna have this extravagant wedding. I'm gonna spend, you know, $500,000 on a wedding. You cool with?
Yes. 100%.
Dude, this is so bizarre to me. I don't care how much money you have. I might be stupid and naive to the situation, but
I love this.
I was gonna say, I think more highly of Dave Portnoy right now.
It's the most likable thing he's probably ever done. Well, not the most, because he saved businesses during COVID.
I watched this full 2 hours with Shannon.
I mean, this is a very likable thing.
Loyal to the soil. So this goes back to the Ask Reddit of the girl's your best friend. Whatever 18-year-old Portnoy is going to run around with has to be cool with him and his wife have this relationship. Like, it didn't work. And this is like a 1% between men and women. It didn't work. I respect you. You respect me. And you were with me through the grind and all the tough times. You have access to it. When my fiance got leukemia and she moved away to be with her son back in Maryland, I started dating again. And one of the girls I told, she was like, hey, how's so-and-so? And I was like, well, I still send her money and try to help her out with some of her bills. She was getting over leukemia. That became a problem. And I was like, no, I'm not going to change it. Like, I'm gonna help her out. We didn't have a bad breakup. It wasn't ugly, you know, terms. She just wanted to go and be closer to her son, which I respected in Maryland. But I was like, no, I'm going to help out financially, you know, for a good while. But it's a rare thing, but she has the access. I wonder how that works when he gets the notification of, okay, she's...
Sounds like he doesn't get the notification.
Yeah, he made it sound like he has no idea if money's coming in or out of his account.
Well, you can see when you go over your bank statement if an SUV is purchased.
Right, but he said, like, if she did the $500,000, he goes, I wouldn't even notice.
Yeah.
Like, he's got
rich
that
guy
much
problems
money.
Right there. Yeah. Rich guy problems.
Look, he's... I can't envision myself having this set up just because I can't envision things going amicably enough that I would then just be like, well, I trust you completely. But... yeah, I think this is actually, if he has that level of trust in her and she's done nothing to blow it up and he's just like, we were different people and it's not right that she was there for the grind and none of the reward, I owe that to her. I think that's a stand-up move.
I saw a lot of people yesterday saying on social media that she holds she's got something on him. She has deep secrets that'll ruin his career.
That's also possible.
It's possible, but Dave Portnoy does not have, he cannot be canceled.
Or yeah,
the base of the Barstool crowd doesn't believe in cancel culture. He's got money beyond God.
Been through a ton of scandal.
He's been through scandal. He is as untouchable as, I don't know who else would be more untouchable than him.
He's
more
pretty Teflon. He's pretty blunt.
Trump. Right. Yeah. He just doesn't care. You know, he doesn't care. Like, you can't cancel him because his base doesn't believe in canceling.
Now, his ex did mention the clip that she did have a boyfriend right now, but I want to turn the question on you and the Tolos, 877-881-1053. If your wife had access to their ex's bank account, but the money she takes out is for your family, her current family with you, are you fine with that?
Nope.
They're not talking to the ex. They're not hanging out with the ex. They're just taking money, but it's to support you.
Nope. On the flip side of this, I'm not cool with that as if I'm the guy on the other side. Because it's just like, no, I'm providing for us now. You can stop that.
I don't care. I think Sarah has like some her ex pays for. I don't know. Some like
please
TV accounts, TV accounts, like subscription accounts. She's still on the plan. He's like remarried. So I mean, that doesn't matter to me.
Well, what does she get out of it?
A free TV. Or whatever it is,
like
right?
So
it's like a peacock or something.
It's like a peacock or something. Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, because you're saving money.
Yeah,
you're benefiting. Yeah.
No, if I was in the relationship with Portnoy's ex and she's like, yeah, we're gonna get a new car with Dave's money, I'd be like, no, we're not. We're gonna get a new car with our money.
It's that thing where you feel emasculated when someone and your kid picks up the bill or your wife picks up the bill, and this is times 100. Where no, I'm gonna buy the car with that person's money. You can't do it. So yeah, I would not be cool like Bobby.
One last story, guys.
I'd feel uncomfortable. It's not like I'd be angry. I'd feel emasculated.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wouldn't be upset with that. I think as
yeah,
long
of
as
of course
you're not,
you would.
Yeah, it depends how much money
these
you know.
These two.
Yeah. It's not cheap. It's just secure. I don't give a crap. Like, go ahead,
guys.
You have to make it seem like you're paying for everything.
Real quick, we have controversy at the funeral home. Once again, bad things happening in California, very bad place, where a funeral home put the wrong body in a casket, and the family expecting to bury their loved one obviously realized it instantly and made a point and a prom to it to the worker there. But I've never seen this before happen. I guess a funeral home. Oh, RJ has apparently.
June of 1998.
Oh,
Grandpa died. He died in Virginia Beach.
Before or after the Jordan shot?
That's a great question.
Was that June 98?
That was June 98. We fly him back to New York because he was buried up. He was going to be buried in New York. Fly him back up there. He had to connect through Philly. The flight had to connect through Philly. And we get to he gets to the funeral home. And fortunately, this was like a family friend who owned the funeral parlor. Opens the casket and said, this ain't him. His body was in Chicago. And the person who got delivered to the funeral home was set to be cremated in Chicago. So they almost cremated him.
Wow.
And I was like, I was kind of hoping. My dad was like, boy, I hope they do because we'll own the airline. He was kind of hoping they do because it was a little lawsuit. He wanted a suit at that point, right? But no, we got it. We got the body back. But the only reason we got the body back is because the funeral director knew who he was and knew that wasn't him.
It's fortunate.
Yeah.
Maybe you can get free makeup. Funeral, like a future.
Yeah, yeah. Clone them now. Nowadays, you just clone the body.
Yeah, because that's expensive, right?
I can do it.
Yeah,
I can probably do it.
Probably,
I can probably
you
clone
could
the,
definitely
I can probably clone
yeah.
that body.
Have the ashes come through the 3D printer. Yeah. All right, it's PP in the morning every single Tuesday as he is getting ready for the bachelor trip to Vegas and not Salt Lake City, but Utah, wherever the heck. Where is it?
St. George.
St. George in Utah. Have you checked out what the cuisine is? Are they known for any type of food in Utah?
Yeah, they have a Chili's there, an Olive Garden. So we'll be there.
There you go.
Perfect for you. Why, apparently, I should not place the bet through Peyton when it comes to the Cowboys over under. That's next in B-Lo,
the bill
on the home of the boys. Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
Over under 7.5. Whether we're talking wins or we're talking draft position, Cynthia Freeland says take the under for your Dallas Cowboys. Let's talk about it here on 105.3. Before we get into that, let's make this note really quickly, because this is just a brief throwaway thing that I'd seen, but it turns out that we might still have a shot at Giannis here in DFW. And the man you can thank for that, it's not Nico Harrison or Patrick Dumont or even
Cooper Flagg. Trade him.
Not Cooper Flagg, not new Kyle Dallas Wings Yelman's super fan, Dirk Nowitzki. No, it's Jerry Jones. During a Q&A on Twitter, he was doing an Ask Me Anything the other day, Giannis was. And he was asked, do you have a favorite NFL team now that you've been in the States a while? And he said, well, first he said the Packers, but forget that. That's just because he plays for the Bucks right now. He said Packers and Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, man.
So can we finally use the Dallas Cowboys influence to woo someone to Dallas?
I mean, they don't, so.
No. Might as well leverage it to somebody else.
Yeah.
No, because some of the other Q&As were, out of all the cities you've ever been to, which city made you the happiest to be there? He said Florida cities.
Florida cities.
Yes.
All of them.
What's your favorite city to play in on the road? He said New York. All those in the Eastern Conference, which Kendrick Perkins says he wants to stay in. And you also have Windhorse and others saying just don't totally rule it out that Giannis leaves Milwaukee. So
yeah, and Florida, the Florida cities, if you wanted to use the, as I know we do like to use the, well, there's no taxes here. There's no taxes in Florida either.
Right.
So you get the same benefit. And if he likes, and a lot of people do like the Florida beaches, I understand that. You know, Miami is that one. Miami's the city you always have to worry about if you're an NBA. If you're an NBA team looking to lure a free agent, you always have to worry about Miami. Because if you are super rich, man, there are few places that you can do better in. You can do it right. Miami's expensive. You got to do it right.
All right, let's take a look at the projected win totals here for the Dallas Cowboys, which we've been talking about a lot about today in the last couple of days, because Sean is now firmly on the bandwagon of that 7.5. I want the over.
I want the over. Tolo Chris said, I'll take the bet for you since Peyton gave me such a hard time earlier, even though he's going to Vegas.
Well, can you give me cash? So can you mail it in yourself? No. Can you do? What's the point of even having Peyton?
I said Venmo.
You said cash is
the
cool.
The question was,
oh, I'm all in on the over. I think it's a solid.
And it's the
number.
Favorite now, right?
Favorite by a wide margin.
Well, not according to Cynthia Freeland. What are your thoughts on one Cynthia Freeland? I'll tell you, Cynthia kind of drives me nuts reading her score projections every week. Because she's like, according to my model, the Dallas Cowboys will win this 19-18. It's like, no, they won't. Nobody's ever won an NFL game 19-18.
Scoregami.
You need to round your numbers up or down, because this is not the way to do it. It makes your score seem really unrealistic.
This is where I think the analytics group loses their their moral high ground. Not moral high ground, but their high ground. They just, they're too dug in on, like, well, this is what the stats show. It's not wrong. There's no such thing as being wrong.
Cowboys will score 19.3 points. What are you talking about?
Now, like, I don't, you're taking it literally, but they're also using it literally.
Yeah, she puts score projections in there of 16 to 15 will be the score.
Yeah, like, I saw this. Her score, her win total this year is 7.2. Well, factually, they can't win 7.2 games.
Right. But
it's now, 7 or 8.
Now, regardless, though, you are talking about where you're right. roughly projected to go. And that's fine. But here, because of that projection, thanks for spoiling it by saying it's 7.2, Chop. here's the teams that you are slated to finish above, according to Cynthia Freeland's projection. The number one pick in the draft will go to the New Orleans Saints as the worst team in football.
Arch Manning.
Then it is the, oh boy.
Planning for Manning.
There we go. It's the whole lottery. It's like the rigged lottery. The New Orleans Saints, number two pick. The New York Giants. Then it's the Cleveland Browns. The Tennessee Titans. The New York Jets. The Carolina Panthers, followed closely by your Dallas Cowboys as the seventh worst team in football.
I'll tell you this.
Wow.
If the Cowboys pick seventh, if they pick in the top 12 again next year and they select seventh, they have to take quarterback.
If things fall apart to that extent, that either means he got hurt or he was bad.
Yeah. What the hell, man?
Yeah, that's
this is going to be one of the great us versus Vegas debates that I'll remember here.
2014, yeah. Baby.
This is the first time.
Seventh worst record.
That I can recall where you guys have dug in so aggressively against what Vegas is projecting. Now, you said what? 2014 was a similar one?
2014, I think the over-under was either 8 or 8.5. And we were actually going to, I think we were about the under that year. Because they were so bad. They had gone 8-8, 8-8, 8-8.
They got destroyed by San Francisco in the opener that year.
Yeah, and then everybody was disappointed. Not disappointed, but the Zach Martin draft pick was, all right, it's a good pick, but Romo's been injured. DeMarco was the running back. You know, we knew about DeMarco, but it wasn't like, all right, this guy's going to be the next stud. So there was a lot of questions, and it turned out to be as good as it gets. That was maybe Tony's best shot other than it was either that or 2007.
Here's some of this is her brief write-up, and she doesn't really go into any sort of explanation other than she says the Cowboys' toughest three-game stretch is weeks 12, 13, and 14, where they get the Eagles, the Chiefs, and then Detroit for a Thursday Night Football clash. It's important to remember that if Dak Prescott and Micah Parsons, who each miss time in 2024, are available all season, Dallas's ceiling increases.
Wow, what a hot take.
Especially if rookie right guard Tyler Booker is able to get acclimated. The first round pick had the highest floor and was my highest rated lineman at his position in this year's draft. So her model, and this is something that when we've been at the Super Bowl and we've talked to Thomas Dimitroff and Eric Eager from Sumer Sports, one of the things we said was, hey, where do you feel like analytics is still lacking? And they both said it comes in injuries. That basically the injury prediction model is not great and that they haven't been able to account for much of that at all. Well, it sounds like her model is projecting that Mike and Dak are just not going to be able to stay healthy consistently enough, which Mike is an interesting one because we've seen there's a little bit of the, as you've termed it, the Micah Doncic, like maybe selling the oh, my shoulder.
Yeah.
It hurts. Got to come off. And then oh, I'm going to warrior back out there after my can of C4 or my C4 powder, and I'm going to get 3 sacks. But it seems like her biggest issue with Dallas is she doesn't trust that their key players are going to be able to stay healthy enough. She says win total, she's going under the 7.5. Here are the odds for the rest of it. Make the playoffs, they're plus 190. Win the division, they're plus 700, which is twice as bad as the odds for Carolina to win their division. Obviously, worst division, but you're talking about a bad Carolina team the last couple of years. Win the conference is plus 2,800 and win the Super Bowl plus 5,500. So if you like the Cowboys to win the division or you like the Cowboys on those odds, you're going to be able to take advantage of that. Now, when we talk about the schedule strength and some of the issues that Dallas is running to on that front, because we had all said, hey, look, Cowboys have a really brutal schedule here. Not only is it one of the more difficult schedules by win-loss record, but just the way it's structured and the way that it's set up makes things really difficult. Well, again, over at NFL.com, Eric Edholm, formerly of Yahoo Sports, listed the teams with the toughest schedules. And he broke down the teams that just have from strength of schedule and the way their lineup or the way their schedule is structured, where they got to go on the road and different things like that. He has the 7 toughest schedules in football. And he does not have the Dallas Cowboys even in the top 7. So apparently we're whining a little bit is what the Nationals seem to think is that Cowboys aren't even in the top quarter of most difficult schedules in the NFL. They're
well,
not.
I thought it was 11th hardest. So wouldn't this add up that you're not in the?
No, I thought it was.
No, theirs is
11th most difficult.
No, strength of schedule. Theirs is one of the more difficult. Yeah, they're in like the top five. So what you've got right here, in fact, tied for 11th, it's the Kansas City Chiefs, who are listed 7th. So even though the Chiefs have the 11th most difficult strength of schedule, the Chiefs are still 7th on this list because of they talk about the way that their schedule is structured, the way they got to go on the road, do different things like that. But they've got the Vikings, they've got the Lions, like all these different teams listed on here. In fact, the number one toughest schedule on this list is the Detroit Lions, which they're tied 2nd for strength of schedule. But they say that basically the way that this breaks down in terms of where the bye week is structured, when they have to go on the road, the games that they have to play late in the season, this makes for the most difficult run for them. But this is, again, I'm finding that, you know, yesterday we talked earlier about the power rankings for the Rangers, or we talked earlier about how the new ones came out for CBS Sports, and they shot them up 6 spots like that for the win streak. I feel like MLB writers and national MLB analysts are waiting for the Rangers to click. Like, they like them. They like their potential. They were talking them up before the season. They want it to go well. So when they get the first indication that things are going well, they jump on it. Similarly, it's felt like in years past, the Cowboys have been that team. When the Cowboys start doing things well, feels like writers and analysts are quick to jump on, like, yep, this is the team we've been waiting for. It feels like there's a little bit of national analyst fatigue of the Cowboys. Like, where they're like, I'm tired of banking on it coming through. Because all these different projections you have, national analysts are taking the under on these win projections. They're not moving them a significant amount from the George Pickens and draft, you know, the draft that they had in the George Pickens acquisition. You've got people trying to downplay the difficulty of their schedule. It feels like there's a little bit of, we're tired of the excuses for the Cowboys, either they're going to do it or not, but we're not going to buy into
them. They absolutely should be tired of it. It's been every year that they're like, that we hear about this team, how great the roster is.
Fox declining the extra games, like we talked about.
Every year. If there's fatigue in DFW for the Cowboys, then there has to be fatigue nationally.
Who says there's, why is there DFW fatigue?
Doesn't it feel like there is? Certainly does to me.
There's no metric in terms of ratings, popularity, money, merchandise that shows there's any fatigue.
I don't know. I just
optimism. Maybe optimism. Like the sunshine. They still want to talk about them all the time. But there's a little bit of self-loathing Cowboys fans right now.
Yeah, they're tired of the same thing. We already know how the season's going to end. You know, it's just like,
well, you know how it's going to end. It's going to end in the Super Bowl. That's what we're going to feel like after today, because OTAs get going today. We're going to get our first look at these Dallas Cowboys out on the field. I'll be out there at the Star in Frisco later today. Brian Schottenheimer press conference at 11:45, interrupting KNC for probably, gosh, they get a whole half hour off, I would imagine. Kevin Hagelin in there, and then he'll probably replay it at 1. But we are going to get Cowboys open locker today, so we're going to hear from players, and we'll also get our first look at some of these guys on the football field.
No better place to be than your home of America's team. That is our Cowboys insider, Bobby Roberto Belt, every day inside the Star at 8:40 here on DFW Sports Station. Choppy has you covered with some Diamond Cavs. He says the Rangers should win this Yankees series, and he's got some advice for the great Bruce Bochy. RJ Choppy, Diamond Cavs, in the home of the Rangers with the Yankees tonight after this.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.